Our next guest of this hour is here to bring us more on the market action and what we should be making of it. Michael Sheldon is RDM Financial Group Chief Investment Officer. Michael, thanks for joining us. Stocks are on track for a second straight day of pretty significant gains. What do you think is really driving this renewed risk-on tone right now, and can this be sustained?
I think what's going on in the market today likely is that the markets are rising today because there's some dialogue between the two sides. And there's a possibility that things may not escalate any further, and that maybe there could be some sort of end to this violence at some point before too long.
And on the economic data front, this morning we received some better than expected personal spending and income data, while PCE inflation rose slightly more than expected by the most since 1982. I'm wondering, on balance, what do you think the data is telling us about where the U.S. economy is right now?
Well, I think overall, the outlook for the U.S. economy isn't all that bad. We think the outlook for the U.S. consumer is pretty healthy right now. Equity prices have been rising over the past few years. Home values have been going up. The unemployment rate's at 4%. So it's important to track the U.S. consumer because U.S. consumer spending is about two-thirds of the overall economy. So based on a backdrop of a positive or a healthy U.S. consumer, even though inflation is rising somewhat, along with a positive manufacturing sector, we think the outlook for the U.S. economy is reasonably positive. The three things we're monitoring, obviously, are the Fed, inflation, and the Omicron virus. On the virus side, there is some positive news that cases seem to be down significantly versus January. The other issue, which we obviously have been talking about, is Ukraine and Russia. That wasn't really on anyone's radar in the summer of last year, but now is certainly an issue, especially in terms of how it affects commodity prices.
And Rochelle here, obviously with growth equities like tech stocks, they do become more attractive as the risk falls. But tech stocks are still faring better today. Is it actually time to move back into them with conviction? If, as you say, we still don't know exactly how aggressive the Fed is going to be.
Right. Well, the outlook for tech stocks in general, I mean, you want to have some technology in your portfolios because that creates sort of the growth or the long-term growth that you need for your to meet your long-term investment goals. Excuse me. But I think as interest rates are rising right now, the 10-year, by the way, with everything going on in the world, moved down to about maybe 1.94% yesterday, but now it's back around 2% or so. So as long as the 10-year and interest rates in general are rising, I think that's going to put some pressure on technology stocks or prevent them from, or basically allow other sectors in the market to sort of join in the leadership in the market. So I think as investors, you want to be more diversified and you want to have some eggs in different baskets. So for example, we still like technology, we like healthcare, but you also want to have some exposure to energy and financials.
So then in terms of retail investors versus institutional investors, where should they be hedging their bets when you do have this storm of geopolitical risk, inflation, rate hike concerns? And as you mentioned, COVID, which seems to have taken a back burner to a lot of the headlines out of Ukraine and Russia.
Well, that's important. As investment advisors, we tell our clients that it's important to stay on course and follow the financial plan. And that's going to help you basically achieve your investment goals over the long term. It's really, instead of timing the market, it's time in the market that you really want to focus on. It's important to point out that, for example, since World War II, we've had a correction, meaning a decline of 10% or more in the markets, about every 1.6 years. And so these things kind of come with the territory, unfortunately. And as unsettling and scary as they can be, they're not necessarily a terrible thing. The downside of the markets is really when you have a recession. That's when you have a worse down market. We kind of think the outlook for the economy is reasonably positive. Obviously, we need to get past the Fed and inflation, and that's just going to take some time looking ahead.
Well, for the Fed, the expectation that we would even get past that marker particularly being at the midpoint of this year, is what many economists and investors that we've spoken with were targeting. And so with all of that in mind, of course, over the course of this week, we've had the international conflict. But how far out do you believe the markets are looking now that it seems that we've got this two-day rally that's been put together? Does that sustain itself? And are markets looking out far past even that July marker, that mid-year marker that we had really had in focus prior to the revving up and the invasion of Russian forces into Ukraine this week?
Right. Well, I think until we get more clarity on inflation, it's going to be hard to be too confident in terms of what the Fed's goals are. We know they're likely to start raising rates at their March meeting, and there's been some talk about them raising rates by 50 basis points. We're not really in that camp, especially given the conflict of what's going on between the Ukraine and Russia. So we think a 25 basis point rate hike to kick things off is likely. We'll probably have several more rate hikes as we go through the year. I think it's also important to point out that some of the heavy lifting has already been done. If you look at the yield curve all the way from 2s to 30s, yields have already risen a decent amount here. And if inflation does start to moderate as we go through the year, that could take some of the pressure off the Fed to be too aggressive. And obviously, we don't want to have the Fed become too aggressive and squash the economy, which we don't think is likely, but that's something everybody will be watching.
The other interesting component of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the conflict overseas, particularly, is where Russia has made its pact with China. How would you be looking at and evaluating companies that have major reliance on China as part of their growth story right now?
Yeah, I have to say, the fact that Russia and China are becoming closer allies is obviously not beneficial to the United States' interests. And after what's going on here between the Ukraine and Russia, you have to wonder about China's intentions with Taiwan. That's obviously been something that was under discussion even before Russia invaded the Ukraine. So I think the partnership between those two countries is not a welcome one, unfortunately. Having said that, I think if you look at Russia and the Ukraine, they're not a big part of the overall economy if you look at global GDP. But they will have an impact on things like gasoline, oil, wheat, and many different metals. So that's a concern that could raise inflation levels over the near term, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
Michael Sheldon, who is the RDM Financial Group Chief Investment Officer, joining us here today. Thanks so much for the time, Mike. We appreciate it, and have a good weekend as well.